Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's another morning. Everybody wake up. God has given us another day all over the world. Come on. Brand new day.
Thanking the Lord for another day to sing his praises, to tell him he is wonderful. Amen. Thanking God just for his goodness and his mercy and his grace. I am your host, Minister Daphne Smith. You are listening to For the Purpose of God in this podcast. Our scripture base for this ministry is but have nothing to do with worldly fables, fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. 1 Timothy 4:7. So this empowering ministry is designed to bring biblical insight, address your need, and plant the seed of godly purpose, sharing with you through God's word, testimonies that will inspire and motivate you to live a life purposed for godliness. So call in every Sunday. The number is 646-668-8917. I appreciate your support so much. And the email address is forthepurposeofgodliness@gmail.com. You can email me with your prayer requests, your praise report. I'm on social media. Just inbox me. Let me know your prayer, your prayer request, your praise report. And listen, I want you to be encouraged knowing that God has a purpose for you. Amen. And let the church say amen. All right. Announcement. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our annual Virtuous Women, Mighty Men of Valor Unity Conference is coming up this week. Ooh, I'm excited. Amen. I'm so excited. Come on out and join us at Temple Ministries, 43913 15th Street West in Lancaster, California. Host pastor is Pastor George McIntyre. Listen, we got, what is it, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, got 4 days and counting. We're going to have empowering workshops. Have the City of Hope is coming. Kronos Financial, Evangelist Phyllis Gridiron Tate, talking about mental health. Evangelist Taniqua Bedford, talking about domestic violence. We got powerful speakers, Pastors Darrell and Michael Arnwine, pastors of Prevailing Word Christian Center. Special presentation by Pastor Bill Jenkins of Destiny Land Christian Center. Anointed Praise and Worship by Brother Roy Guilford and New Testament Worship Center. Listen, this is going to be amazing, amazing, amazing. So it's not too late to register. We had some problems with online registration this year, but not to worry. You can register at the door. We have the square. You can register at the door. The registration includes conference materials, continental breakfast, and lunch. And look on Facebook under Virtuous Women, Mighty Men of Valor Unity Conference for the flyer under Minister Daphne Smith, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center, all of those things that are there. So pray for us. Amen. Pray for us. We are doing a work for the Lord. Shout out to my church, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. Amen. Our pastor is Pastor Melvin Smith. Praise God. All right. So get your Bibles. And please share this. You know, share, tell somebody about the podcast. Amen. I really think it's a blessing. It's a blessing for me to do it, and I believe it's a blessing when you hear it. Amen. All right, so get your Bibles. We are still talking about God's goal, vision, mission, and purpose, which is the theme of the conference. Pastor said every time he heard goal, vision, mission, he heard purpose. So somehow we're going to incorporate all of that into the conference, God's goal, vision, mission, and purpose for 2019 for you right now. We are in the eighth month of the year, ready to birth out some things that God has placed in our hearts to do. I know I am. Praise God. It's been a while. It's been a minute. So I'm ready to do what God is calling me to do. And also, don't forget, I kind of been saying this for a little while. Some doors God is closing. And I keep hearing it, and, you know, you hear things from the Lord, and, you know, I'm not going to say I'm not sure, but I thank God for confirmation, and it came from people I don't even know, you know, just through hearing testimonies and messages and preaching. The door is closing, amen, and God is opening new doors for us, particularly right now. Always he's closing doors and opening doors, but right now God is closing some doors. Please don't beg him to open old doors. Leave those doors closed and allow God to open new doors for you. Amen. Amen. Allow God to open new doors for you. I promise you, if you allow him to do what he has to do, it will be a blessing to you. Amen. Amen. So God is opening new doors for us. Praise God. All right, so get your Bible. Get your Bible. We're going to 1 Corinthians 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 11. And I am reading out of the New International Version today. Got a lot of things going to try to share with you in this short amount of time. We're going to start at the sixth verse, and it says, We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. Oh, come on now, you better listen. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. I love it. Before time began, none of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, it is written, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for them that love him. And I know studying this earlier, and been studying the scriptures concerning God's goal, vision, mission, and purpose. We tend to have scriptures that we have heard for long periods of time, and we shout on it and everything, and we think it's about one particular thing, and it could be. However, this scripture is not particularly about heaven. even though, you know, the gospel, that's what it does. It directs us to where we need to go, basic instructions before leaving earth. However, it is not so much about going to heaven. It is about the gospel. I'm telling you, I love the Lord and his word. It is about the gospel. The gospel, because Paul is saying, if they really understood what they were doing, they would not have crucified the Lord. So, you know, Paul is given an opportunity to speak at in Athens. And he is trying, he tried hard to explain about God and Christ. And I like this because Paul tried to explain it in a manner that people understood, which is so important. It is so important that we explain the gospel in a way people understand, even if it's difficult for us to understand it as Bible scholars, quote unquote Bible scholars, readers, learners. We need to learn how to explain the gospel in a way people can understand it. So, and Paul said, even, you know, as simple as the gospel is, it is hard, difficult, hard for intelligent people to understand it. That is what Paul, see, we kind of, I'm talking about believers in Christ, we kind of understand God's goal, vision, mission, and purpose for us. I say kind of. And we keep studying until we leave here. We kind of understand it. And so can you imagine us that kind of understand it, trying to explain it to people that don't understand it at all, have not the Spirit of God in them? You can never explain. I'm telling you, this is for somebody. You can never explain God's vision he's giving you, especially to an unsaved person and sometimes to saved people, because they'll never understand it. Some will never understand it. So Paul is saying, even the most intelligent people, none of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That's what Paul is saying. So God has prepared for us his wisdom, his understanding. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those that love him. For love him. And then Paul says, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. By his Spirit. So we don't even understand it unless the Lord shares with us through his Spirit. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. Oh my goodness. Unless he shows us through his Spirit what's going on. So God has prepared wonderful things for his people. For his people, the people that love him. But our mind cannot conceive it unless the Holy Ghost shows it to us. No one even understands our secrets. But God, he knows the spirit and the heart of people. He knows the secret places. So deep inside of us, deep inside our spirit, you know, we have some idea of what we want and how we want it, I guess, you know, some idea. But however, God knows all the details. Can I say, God? We need to listen. This part of my theme to God is in the details. Come on now. I know what the world says, but God is in the details. He really is. He knows down to, listen, I don't even know the words for, you know, I'm just going to say the tiniest cell in our body. God is in the details. Oh, my goodness. Listen, whatever it is, I'm just kind of sharing this morning, whatever is in our spirit, whatever God has placed in us. Listen, even for the sinners, God knows. I mean, he's all-knowing God. He's the all-knowing God. And I know people say, well, if he knows, why doesn't he stop this? Why doesn't he stop that? Because we are free moral agents. God, in his awesomeness, gave us power of choice. Power of choice. Power of choice. So he knows. So, listen, it is God's desire and his plan and intentions for his people to love him, for the people to love him, for the people to love him. God's plans, listen, God's plans are not secrets for the people who love him. He won't let us go unaware. I know some people say, well, why didn't he say he won't let us go unaware? Somebody will, or I won't say something, somebody will usually come, or we have an unction in our spirit that usually comes up and warns us or something. And here's another thing, too. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. If you don't know, first of all, you got to be around somebody that does know, and most of the time, and should be the preacher. Amen. And then also, the Bible tells us, fail not to assemble ourselves together, as the manner of some is. Some things we don't know because we are not around the people that do know. Okay, come on, Jesus, talk to me. We are not around the people that do know. We need to be around the people that know. All right. All right. God has given his spirit to us. It shows us what God is doing. In the future, he will share his glory. Listen, we are all, and that is the part that we are working on, those of us that are believers in Christ, daily. Daily, we should be working on it daily. The future glory, daily. We work on it right now, because we got to live in this earth. So there are things and the wisdom of God that we need right now. And listen, he's going to show us, and he is showing us the future. All we got to do is pick up the Bible and read it. It's already prepared for his people. He has shown us through his spirit. And I like this. It says it's not necessary to have great knowledge or intelligence to become a Christian, but it is essential that each Christian allow the Holy Ghost to teach them. The Holy Spirit is essential. That's what this means. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those that love him. But God has revealed it to us. God has revealed it to us by his spirit. By his spirit. He's revealed it to us by his spirit. He's shown it to us. He's revealed it to us. By his spirit. By his spirit. So all we have to do is just obey God. Now, wow. Listen, I'm going to read this because I put on here only the Holy Spirit, only by the Holy Spirit can we understand God's purpose for us, what he has prepared for us. Just, you know, a little, one definition, the word prepare is to procure. To make ready is to make fit, is to adapt or qualify for a particular purpose. It's to, you know, prepare the end use, service or state, I like this Webster's 1828 dictionary. That's the one I really use. Says, holiness of heart is necessary to prepare men for the enjoyment of happiness with holy things. Holiness of heart. Holiness is still right. It's still right. It's to be in a proper state of mind. You know, we prepare our hearts to hear from the Lord, to be in a proper state of mind. A heart prepared to hear from the Lord in one's quiet time, a proper state of mind to work out the details. God is in the details. To plan or to make ready to advance, usually for a particular use or deposition. But John said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make ready, prepare the way of the Lord. They would move the stones, make the road right so it wouldn't be rocky, smooth out everything. Come on now. Prepare. Prepare. Prepare your heart to put together a prescription. to put in written form, to make ready or for use or consideration, make or get ready to do or to deal with something, to do or to deal with something, to be prepared to do something, to be willing and able to do something, to equip or outfit as for an expedition. Oh, come on now, to be prepared. It's amazing to us, and Pastor and I always talk about this. We prepare to go on a vacation and all of these things, but are we preparing? Are we preparing to meet the Lord? Are we preparing to meet the Lord? Are we preparing to meet Him? We prepare for so many things. So many things, even for school. We prepare our children for school and all of these things, but are we preparing them to meet the Lord? Come on now. Come on now. The Bible tells us, I don't know why I'm going there, but the Bible tells us to bring him up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. That's what it says. And we prepare for everything. And the most important thing is to prepare them to meet the Lord. Prepare them to be men and women of God. That's the most important thing. I'm going to read this in 2 Timothy 2 and 21. It says, if a man purge himself of these things, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared, prepared for every good work, prepared for every good work. My goodness, if a man purges himself of these things, what things? You got to read 2 Timothy. Talks about in the great house, vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. If we purge ourselves, we'll be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. It tells us to flee youthful lust, pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Come on now. That's the word of God. That's where we need to be. God's goal, God's vision, God's mission, God's purpose for us. And even in purpose and preparation, it means to put effort in there, to put some work in there. This is, you know, it's all the preparation and purpose, you know, prepare, you know, beforehand, procure beforehand, to make ready beforehand. That's what it means. Wow. We got to have a plan when it comes to purpose and preparation. We got to have a plan. What is your vision and your goal? What is God telling you? Got to have a plan. Wow. You got to what extent are you willing to go? What sacrifices are you willing to make? To what extent are you willing to go to accomplish the goal God has placed in your heart, the goal, the vision, the mission, the purpose God has placed in your heart? How much effort are you willing to put into it? Bible talks about diligent hands. How much effort are we willing to put in what God has placed in our heart to do? Wow. Only by the Holy Spirit can we understand God's purpose, God's goal. Let me do it like this. Only by His Spirit can we understand His goal, His vision, His mission, His purpose for us. Only. And you say, you know, and people say, well, it's people that's doing good things. Yes, it's a lot of people doing a lot of good things. And out of what they say, a pure heart, what they say. But the Bible says there are going to be people that's going to be standing there saying, Lord, we did this, 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 this. He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. We can do all the wonderful good things, and please, you know, good. It's wonderful the things that people are doing to help the poor, to help the homeless, and all of the things to help people when disaster strikes, and all of these things. It's wonderful. But in the end, when we get through doing all of the good things, where is the God thing? Where is Jesus Christ in your heart? I mean, I can hear people say God, but Jesus, where's Jesus Christ? Because the Bible says no man can come to the Father but through Jesus Christ. I heard a young man yesterday, and he was talking about God and how God is helping him to be a good husband and everything. And I was all into it. I was just really all, oh, thank God, you know, keep it. Praise the Lord, thank God. And right after that, he dropped the F-bomb. I said, well, all right it then. See, Jesus, what is God? And I'm just saying. And right after that, he dropped the F-bomb. I was going, okay, well, all right it then. So, you know, with all of our good intentions and all of our good thoughts and good things that we desire to do, the Bible says no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive what God has prepared for us. It says, but God reveals it through His Spirit. God reveals it through His Spirit. Everything that we need is revealed through the Spirit of the living God. It sounds good, you know, to say the Lord told me this, the Lord told me that. You know, people say I know Jesus, and one day, you know, I mulled things over in my mind a lot, especially what people say. And the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me and said, but do I know you? Do I know them? It's more important for Him to know us. We can say we know Him, but he got to know us. He has to know us. Our names have to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you got to know it for sure. Amen. All right, so I got to let you go. Thank you so much for listening to me today. Hey, let me share what's on my heart. Please, 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 please. Come to the conference, Temple Ministries, 43913 15th Street West in the city of Lancaster, California. God's goal, vision, mission, purpose, amen, for 2019. Our annual Virtuous Women, Mighty Men of Valor Unity Conference. Registration is $40. You can register at the door. We'll be prepared for you. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. I'm so excited about what God is doing for our church and for our pastor. He is moving by His Spirit. So I love you with the love of Jesus, and I want you to know that we all must exercise ourselves for the purpose of godliness. God bless you. Have a great day. Right now, my heart's on the floor.
morning.